السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We thank Him. We bear witness that there is no deity except Him and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His messenger. May Allah peace and prayers be shed upon Him, His household, and those who follow Him until the day of judgment. The names of Allah, a simple way to understand His nature, to inspire our hearts and to stay on the straight path, learning about His nature, subhanahu wa ta'ala. For if we are ignorant about His nature, we fall under the verse that says, the warning verse in the Quran that says, فَذَٰلِكَ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ فَذَٰلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. This is the misunderstanding and the wrong, false understanding about the nature of your Lord. This is the result of it. You are in hellfire now because of this misunderstanding. Look around you. This is the result of your misunderstanding. The simple way of understanding the nature of Allah using His names might give us an impression that these names are compartmentalized, like separate from one another, one piece, one piece, one piece. And this is not true. They are all flowing and blending together and holding hands. And the transition from one name to another is very similar to the transition between day and night. Look how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the transition between day and night. He says, يُولِجُ اللَّيْلَ فِي النَّهَارِ وَيُولِجُ النَّهَارَ فِي اللَّيْلِ. The word يُولِج and the music of the word yulij will give you the impression of the gradual transition. If you turn on and off the light, you see how the light goes on and off, that is a human thing, human man-made thing, like on, dark, I'm sorry, light, off, dark, on, off, light, dark, light, dark. This is the nature of humans. They have this nature of وَكَانَ الْإِنسَانُ عَجُولًا, of doing things fast and being hasty and, you know, rushing on off. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings the night, look at the gradual transition. يُولِج, slowly, 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 slowly. And this is the nature of Allah. His names, even if they seem opposite to one another, when the transition between them, like the transition between the day and night, they flow and blend together in a very beautiful way to make a big picture. It's not pieces of a puzzle that fit together. No, it is like blending boundaries between one another. And we have to take them and implement them in our life. And that is the whole reason Allah said, because of misunderstanding, you are now in hellfire. فَذَٰلِكُمْ ظَنُّكُمُ الَّذِي ظَنَنْتُمْ بِرَبِّكُمْ أَرْدَاكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ مِنَ الْخَاسِرِينَ. Obviously, misunderstanding leads you to hellfire. That is the direct result of this. So opposite to that, the correct understanding will lead you to Jannah. And this is also why it is confirmed by Prophet Muhammad when he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he said, إِنَّ لِلَّهِ 99 إِسْمًا مَنْ أَحْصَاهَا دَخَلَ الْجَنَّةِ. Allah has 99 names. If you understand them, implement them, if you have good command of them, you go to Jannah. Why? Opposite to the other way, when you misunderstand them, you go to hellfire. So why is that? Because it doesn't matter how much we know, it will make no difference until we put in practice what we know. Very simple concept. Practice what you preach, implement your knowledge, make your action where your word is. And this, without that, we are not benefiting. Actually, it is held against us in the day of judgment that you knew, but you did not implement what you know. So we will be transitioned from, as we learn, as our knowledge increase, we will be but we don't practice them. We will be transitioning from al-dallin into al-maghdubi alayhim. Al-dallin are the ones who don't know, and of course they don't know, they don't do things right. Now the al-maghdubi alayhim are the ones who know, but they don't practice their knowledge. So as we gain more knowledge without putting it into practice, as we are slowly and gradually moving from being al-dallin to al-maghdubi alayhim. So what is the implementation of the name that we are going through, which is al-adl, the one who keeps the balance, the one who keeps the balance. الَّذِي خَلَقَكَ فَسَوَّاكَ فَعَدَلَكَ. Allah, the human, who created you, the human, and He made you even, and He made you balanced. He made a balance. Allah created the balance in everything, and He asked us to maintain the balance. وَالسَّمَاءَ رَفَعَهَا وَوَضَعَ الْمِيزَانَ. Allah تَطْغَوْ فِي الْمِيزَانَ وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ بِالْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانَ. He have elevated the heavens as a safe roof, the skies, and under the skies, which are the space we live in, He established the balance, and He told you, He warned you, don't you maintain the balance, and don't you transgress against the due balance. One of the most important implementation that we started already, which is to keep the balance between the body and the soul. We need to first understand the nature of the body and the soul. We humans have dual nature, body and soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذْ قَالُ رَبُّكَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنِّي خَالِقٌ بَشَرًا مِّن طِينٍ. I'm creating man out of clay. Here's the body. فَإِذَا سَوَّيْتُهُ وَنَفَخْتُ فِيهِ مِن رُوحِي فَقَعُوا لَهُ سَاجِدِينَ. When I breathe into him the secret of life from my soul, bow down to him. And here is the soul. So it is the mud of the earth, the mud. And you know how dense and heavy and thick is the mud? With the soul, with the spirit of Allah, and you know how light the spirit of Allah. You mix the two opposites together to come up with a beautiful, balanced human being. Balanced. So human beings are created in that balance and ordered. Now, okay, this is Allah created you that way, okay, in the best form, innocent, very well balanced. Now, you have the freedom now. Now you are in charge, okay? One of the things that you need to implement is to keep that balance. Maintain that balance. أَلَّا تَطْغَوْا فِي الْمِيزَانِ وَأَقِيمُ الْوَزْنَ فِي الْقِسْطِ وَلَا تُخْسِرُ الْمِيزَانِ. Now, keep and maintain this balance. So if I may use this simple example, the body is like the car that you drive around. And the soul is the driver of the car. The important part is the soul. When I say you, you, Brother Muhammad, I mean your soul. I don't mean your body. And the evidence that when your body is aching, what do you say? Do you say, I ache or my body ache? What do we say? Which expression do we use? My body aches. So you realize unconsciously, you realize that your body is different. The second question comes, do you own your body? No, we don't own our body. We are taking our body as a loan. It's like renting it from Avis. You go to Avis, you rent a body, and something like that, and then you drive this body as long as you're alive, and then at the end, the angel of death says, the rental, the lease agreement expired. Now, you have to give up your body. Your body belongs to the mud, it will go back to the mud. You come with me, you are under arrest. You lost your freedom, then you are under arrest, and then you're away. You have no longer a car. You no longer have a car that you can use to move around. We don't own our body, and we can figure it out. Any person with an average intelligence will know that he or she doesn't understand how his body functions. Okay? The only thing that we, just like a driver of a car, the only thing that the driver of the car can control is what? The gas, accelerating, and the brakes, stop, and that's a stick shift and steering wheel. That's the only thing that we control and move. Same thing with the body. We move, we are able to control only very few muscles. Couple of muscles here, couple of muscles there, and that's about it. The most important muscle, which is the heart, is not in our control. We don't even understand how the inner parts of our body works, the kidney, the liver. We don't understand the blood circulation. We sometimes, medical doctors study for how long? 8 years or 9 years before they get their license. And then you ask them, they say, well, I am specialized in the eye. That's all I got to know is just the eye. That's, I don't know any more than the eye. And you can tell you right away, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied to the non-believers when they said, we don't see you, we don't see any sign of your existence. So Allah said, وَفِي السَّمَاءِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُقِنِينَ. Look at heavens, you will see the signs. You will see me in the heavens, and heavens in the universe. You will see me, you will see my powers. And don't even look far away. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Okay, don't look far away. No. Okay, don't look to far away stars and to far away planets. No. I don't want you to go that far. Just focus here. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ وَفِي السَّمَاءِ آيَاتٌ لِلْمُوقِنِينَ وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ. Okay, look into yourself. Don't you see? Who's filtering your blood? Who's taking care of your body? You don't know how it works. You eat the food, you don't know how it's being digested and filtered and processed and everything. So here we go. You don't own your body. It's just on a lease. When I say you, I mean you, the soul, not the body. And so the body is the container and the soul is the content. Which one is more important? The body or the soul? Obviously, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cares about the soul, cares about, not about the body. And He classified the soul in the Quran. He did not classify the body. He said, النفس اللوامة. You know, the soul that blames itself. Conscience blames the soul every time it does something wrong. النفس المطمئنة. The soul that have reached to the level where the temptation of the soul is righteousness. Okay, just imagine your temptations are righteous temptations. Wow, I mean, can't be better than that. When your temptations become righteous temptations, if you are selfish, you are, it's righteous selfishness. If you're greedy, it's righteous greed. It's not the evil greed that exceeds the limit. It is the selfish greed. It is the righteous greed, which, you know, the minimum level required for you to take care of yourself and to care about your business. I mean, otherwise, you know, you will not survive. The lower the limit of greed that will allow you to stay alive. Otherwise, if you don't have this little greed to care about yourself, you die. If you don't care to feed yourself, you die. You know, you need that level. So, will your temptations become righteous temptations? When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Tawbah, in verse 23, described the human temptations, the love that we have, He said, okay, قُلْ إِن كَانَ, He described 8 things, that we love them so much. قُلْ إِن كَانَ أَبَاؤُكُمْ, your fathers, وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ, your sons, وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ, your spouses, what, all the way about homes that, and your homes, وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا, وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا, your business. And He kept going, describing the things we love. And then He said, okay, tell them, Ya Muhammad, if these things are more loved by you than Allah and His Messenger, أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ أَحَبَّ فَتَرَبَّصُوا. Wait, حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ, until the day of judgment comes, and you will see your punishment. وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Allah is not going to help guiding the people who are rebellious against Him. So you become a fasiq. Wait a minute. Those 8 things, there is no human being on the face of the earth that doesn't love. Allah is not saying, don't love them. Allah is saying, أَحَبَّ, very accurate. أَحَبَّ, more loved. So how do I know what is the cutoff line between the good love and bad love, so I can maintain the balance? Too much love is haram. Too little love, you become insane. People will call you, you are insane, you are out of your mind, you're going to destroy yourself. You don't know what are you doing. So you need to maintain the balance. I mean, if you don't love your son, I mean, are you crazy? Okay. If you don't love your house, if you don't care about yourself, and if you don't have, I mean, you'll be out of your mind. So how do we keep the balance? Where do we draw the line? Again, implementation of the name of Allah, Al-Adl. To draw the line, we draw the line between comparing with the love of Allah. This is the line, right here. Verse 23, Surah At-Tawbah, does not leave room for you to misunderstand. Okay. You love them less than Allah. You are, this is called righteous love. Righteous temptations. Nafs mutma'inna. The soul that has righteous temptations. You love them more than you love Allah. That's the evil love now. Now you say, oh ya Allah, I love you more than anything else. Okay, sure. Let me test you. Alif lam mim. أحسب الناس أن يتركوا أن يقولوا آمنا وهم لا يفتنون. Alif lam mim in Surah Al-Ankabut. Do people think that they will be left to claim faith without being tested? وَلَقَدْ فَتَنَّا الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. I have tested the claims of the ones who came before them. فَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ صَدَقُوا وَلَا يَعْلَمَنَّ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Allah is going to demonstrate and show and expose the ones who are sincere and the ones who are faking it. So Prophet Ibrahim was tested against the love of his son. How? Ibrahim, slaughter your son. إِذْ قَالَ لَهُ رَبُّهُ أَسْلِمْ. Allah told him, be fully submissive to me. قَالَ أَسْلَمْتُ لِرَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Ya Allah, I am fully submissive to you. Would Allah take his claim with untested? No. Okay, Ibrahim, slaughter your son. And he passed the test. He passed the test. He was so angry with the knife that the knife is not cutting the neck of his son. He was angry with the knife. If it's one of us, he say, Alhamdulillah, I tried. And the son, it's the son, it's the knife's fault. It's not my fault. I was trying and pushing and trying to cut. What can I do? You know, but he was so angry with the knife and so scared that the knife is not helping. He was so scared and pushing and scared and pushing. And ya Allah, and he was in a state of mind that Allah can see clearly. Of course, Allah is seeing clearly what's in his heart. Then Allah called on him, ya Ibrahim, don't worry. You have done what I asked you to do. You have passed the test. So that is the demonstration. How do you keep the balance between the good love and the bad love, the good temptations and the bad temptations? Then Allah further classified the soul. So we have the nafs al-mutma'inna, the soul that has the righteous temptations, and nafs al-lawwama, which this is the highest. The nafs al-lawwama, lower, the soul that blames itself. So you make a mistake, you blame yourself, you seek forgiveness. Then you make a mistake again, you seek forgiveness again. You make a mistake again, you seek forgiveness again. And then after that, النفس الأمارة بالسوء, the soul that has the evil temptation, the soul that is controlled and inspires and driven by the evil temptations. All the decisions and the actions and the activities of this soul is blamed based on the evil temptation. This is النفس الأمارة بالسوء. Did Allah ever in the Quran care to describe the body? No. Did He care to classify the body? Healthy body and unhealthy body. Strong muscles and, you know, unstrong. No, never cared about the body. And the Prophet came to reinforce that concept by saying, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَا إِلَىٰ أَجْسَامِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَإِلَىٰ أَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah will not look to your bodies, okay? And He will not look to your looks. He will not care about your bodies or look. How do you look? For He is the one that made those. This is His product. But He cares about your product, which is how did you, what are you doing with your heart and implementation of that which are the deeds. For you have the opportunity to either in your heart promote goodness or promote evil. It's your choice. So here is the body is more important than the soul. So when we Equality is not justice. If you treat the body and the soul equally, you are being unfair. You are being unjust. Okay? Then what do you think about somebody who cares about the body way more than he cares about the soul? Now that has gone far astray. If treating them equally is not right, it's unfairness. Because the soul is more important. Then what do you think about the one who cares for the body more than he cares for the soul? Then that's even worse and worse and worse. You know, أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.